So that allows you to get an accurate assessment of what it is.
But even though we have sent that in through an appraisal, you just disagree, and so you're denying our request. That's the bottom line. That's what your letter will say.
Not exactly. That'll be a generic letter form saying that your request has been denied, and that you'll explain the avenues you have to go forward with it.
So if we wanted to sell it to you for $497,000. Before the taxes are due, do you
want to
buy it?
Me as an individual, I'd look at it for
$470,000.
No,
the county, yeah. I mean,
well, no. We're not. This is the Board of Equalization. They don't have the ability to buy or sell real estate. But me as an individual, I'd probably get you a check for $470,000.
Okay. And what's your name?
My name is Brandon Williams.
Okay.
Keon, probably.
Yeah, of course. Okay, well, I'm disappointed. I don't see why you can't just say, well, clearly it's not worth that, and look at other properties around and say, okay, we think it's worth $1 million or two or do something.
We have to go off the
$5 million.
We have to go off the evidence provided to us, and the evidence that was provided was the appraisal that even you just said is probably not accurate. So again,
I think it is accurate. I'm just asking if you could do something, making your assumption until we get further disputed.
Our experience and our abilities are limited, and that's why we have the State Tax Commission. So again, you'll receive a letter stating such, and you'll be able to take it on with them.
So there's no further discussion with you guys, what you're saying?
I have no further discussion. It's a five member board with two other non voting members. So,
Do you guys do any research just in the area? I'm just curious. Are you just looking at what we send in?
We're heavily dependent on what you send in, but going from a 90% value to what it was valued. Uh-huh. Is or 10% of that is just significant.
I know. I was.
And Branson, this is not 08, and so even in 08, that would be a radical drop. Perhaps if you had presented something a little bit more reasonable. So what you may want to do at the state tax commission is have an attorney and go in with a reasonable request, and you might be able to move forward.
Yeah. Well, I mean, all we can do is order an appraisal. We don't live there. And so, you know, we feel the appraisal order from a licensed appraiser in the area is reasonable. And who am I to assist the market? So I'm just, can the appraiser not respond to your thoughts or something? I mean, because I don't know. I don't have any information down there what stuff's selling for. I mean, there's nothing else to do other than you're telling me. For tonight, we've got to go to the state now.
Could I add something? This is Chuck Pennell. I'm the assessor.
Hi, Chuck.
I understand somewhat where the board is, the decision that they've made. I don't agree with it, but their thought is that you can take it on to the state tax commission, and they will look at it. The negative side to that as the property owner is you will have to pay taxes this year, because it's probably unlikely that the state tax commission will hear it before your taxes are due. So you're going to have to pay taxes on that $5.574 million.
Right.
And I think probably everybody sitting here would agree that that's too high of a number. And I understand where the board's coming from, I think. It takes quite a bit of time and effort to cipher through one of these appraisals. And I've looked at it some, and they go down to per room and this, that, and the other to come up with numbers. But... anyhow, the negative for the property owner by you denying it and not adjusting the sum, you're going to have to pay the full value if the state.
We pay those under protest until we further this dispute.
Yes, you will pay if nothing changes from as it stands at the moment, you will have to pay your taxes under protest by December 31st to prevent penalties. And then the state tax commission will hear your case, and they will look through the appraisal.
All right, well, it just seems odd that you can't even do anything to assist us when you just, when everybody seems to think five is too high, and we're in Utah trying to, we just spent $3,000 on an appraisal to get a value, and you throw it out the window. So I don't know what else to do. So we order another appraisal, comes in at $497,000, and it's the same issue.
Yeah.
How do we,
no,
we're defenseless.
No, sir. You haven't lost your investment in your appraisal. You can use this appraisal when you go to the state tax commission. You don't need to do another appraisal. That's my opinion. I think it's a good opinion. But you can take this. It's a simple one-page form in the document to appeal to the state tax commission. And you will you will simply present it just like you did to this board, but it'll be heard by a hearing officer with the state tax commission, and that's his everyday job to review things like this, so he'll review that appraisal.
And just to be fair, the state tax commission has set aside appraisals in the past if they felt the appraisal was inappropriate. So it's no automatic by taking the appraisal to the state tax commission.
And just to give you an example, it's a 189 unit motel, and all the rooms, I believe, are inside rooms. Is that correct?
Yes.
So we have, you know, previous on hotel rooms that are run down, and, you know, there's some issues in a lot of different areas. This is a nicer area. It's a nicer place. It's being, you know, lots going on right there around you with the new Ferris wheel and that came from the Navy Pier from Chicago. So there's a lot of good things going on. You have 189 units. If you'd average that at $15,000 a room, which is probably on the low end, just the hotel portion, you're at $2.835 million. So that by the time you factor in all the other amenities and different things that you guys provide, I don't know that, you know, Mr. Pennell's the assessor. He's the one that said that he felt the $5 million might be too high. I don't know that it is. So, again, with everything you guys have going on, using the actual numbers, 189 units, $15,000, the hotel alone, $2.8 million, plus everything else.
Right.
So that's what weighs heavily on my decision. Again, it's a 5-member voting board and 2 non-voting. So,
right. Well, I'm just that you're not a commercial appraiser, are you?
No, but I have a lot of commercial property. So, in our job is
to challenge you. I'm just saying the process was an appraisal, and we ordered an appraisal. And we talked to 3 appraisers, ordered one. You know, I don't know how to do anything more straightforward. I mean, even a residential, you know, if there's something wrong with an appraisal, the lender or whoever's reviewing the appraisal will ask questions to clarify or provide more comps, or there's just a little bit more effort that goes into it than, you don't think it's that. You have to base it on evidence, and we're not doing that. You're looking at the evidence and just not accepting it. So that's fine. We'll take it to the state. We'll pay under protest because there's no other option. But I would like... I want the reason statement on the letter. I mean, I need to know what the specific reason is. You can't just say it's denied. I mean, you're telling me, but so put it in writing, just based on the value.
Again, sir, the statutes allow for what is done, and the county clerk will actually be able to provide you with the letter that we send out.
Okay, well, boy, very disappointing, gentlemen, and so we'll just continue the next step. Thanks for the call.
Alrighty. Thank you. Thank you.
I could make another comment. Wes has brought up this page right here, which kind of goes along with the way Brandon was looking at it. If you go just a little bit more down, other way, I'm sorry. You'll see that a little bit farther. You'll see that the 4 sales they've given you gives a room value from $12,000 to $13,000 per room, so on and so forth. 189 rooms times the $13,000. Get your 2.4, and that's a property. Those properties are sitting on their own land. This is a leased property. So if I was looking at this, I'm going to have to say there's that's strong evidence that this property is twice valued what it's worth.
Well, that's it doesn't matter. There's a lot more there than just the hotel rooms.
Well, I think coming in with that recommendation of saying it's twice valued would be better than coming in lowballing 400 and some odd thousand. And then what value do we come up with? And are we qualified to come up with a value between five? We know it's not worth $5.5 million, but we also know it's not worth 500,000. So, you know, if it was $2.5 million, I think that'd be a reasonable thing to jump for. But what do we? How do we come to that conclusion? Whether it's $2.5 million, $2 million,
to settle it all, it didn't make any difference what price we come up with. He was going to go to the state tax commission anyway.
With his $470,000 appraisal.
With the $470,000 appraisal. It's not the first appraisal that the Board of Equalization has thrown out because of the ridiculous number. So I feel comfortable with what we did. He was going to the state tax commission no matter what.
And the state tax commission has thrown appraisals out before too. I've seen them come across our
desk. He needs to go back to Jerry and readjust his appraisal to a more reasonable appraisal, because even them up in Jefferson City are going to look at that and go, okay, there's some, you know, Branson's not that bad.
Yeah, on Shepherd Hill Road or.
Gentlemen, our next BOE is scheduled for 1 p.m. If y'all wanted to take lunch from